Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Good morning. We're almost ready to start this amazing show we have this morning as soon as I just play a few more things like today's show. Here we go.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody. And or as my sisters of the microphone are training me to say, grand rising. So I'm going to start this morning off just a little different. I got this little guy in my hand. And got to my bell, which you have to be strong to hold because it's a Tibetan bell. But we're just going to start this off. If you're wearing AirPods or any type of ear, you know, piece, you might want to remove it now just because it'll be very loud in your ear, just saying. But we're going to clear energy this morning before we start our show. It's my favorite bell, just saying. So let me welcome everybody. And I'm going to have a great time today because we have Alex and Sean Courtney of Twice As Fit Squared. So for those of you who know them, we know why they're squared. For those of you who don't, you're in for a pleasure. Let me bring Alex and Sean in. Good morning, gentlemen.
Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. You know, it's hard to retrain the brain, let me tell you. Let me just say that. So,
thanks for sharing the bell this morning.
Oh, it's my favorite thing. We use it here all the time. We're constantly clearing energy, raising the vibration of our small space here and in an attempt to raise the vibration of the universe. So, yeah, start with the self. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. if you don't have Tibetan bells, you can get the smaller version online, right? I'm sure you guys know places to get Tibetan bells, don't you? Or no?
I was gonna ask you where I could get one of those big ones.
Tibet.
Well, we're gonna have to go then.
Amen. Amen. So thank you guys for being here today. I'm so excited. So I'm going to let you guys start with sharing what your company is about, which is Twice As Fit Squared. We know it's about fitness. Squared because we're twins, right? And why don't you share about like how you guys got started? Sean, you want to go first?
Actually, it's funny. Alex wanted to go first.
Alex, you want to go first? Awesome.
Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks, Sean. You know, Twice As Fit has been a lifelong journey for Sean and I. We've always been active. We grew up in a household where healthcare was number one, taking care of ourselves and others. We were raised in a great family. We were actually both adopted into a great family. And they really stressed the importance of love, connection, integrity. Being outside, running around. We spend all day outside over the summers, before and after school. So you could really say it's been a lifestyle since day one, which I'm really blessed and grateful for. Twice As Fit really came into fruition when we were having a celebration, a graduation party after college. And me and some of my friends were around, and one of our neighbors who's known us since we were little ones, he always knew that we were a little different, a little unique, and the corporate path wasn't really for us.
Yeah, I hear
you. So we planted a...
just going to say, I get that, because I made that journey. I won't call it a mistake, because it added value to my life, but I made that journey. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead. So the corporate path wasn't for you.
Everyone knows that Sean and I can't sit still for too long because we love to move. And at this party, our buddy, as a gift, he created the name Twice As Fit, and it just kind of was like, oh, that's kind of fun. And really, it took off from there. It was just a small little idea that really resonated with our hearts. And when push came to shove, it really just stuck. And here we are, 10 years later.
Wow. Yeah. And it's interesting. So my father always tried to get me to go outside, and I didn't. And I didn't because I was allergic to flipping everything, like everything. So he would say, well, let's just go hike to the lake. And, you know, and the whatever he was growing in our field was like, you know, taller than me. I was 4'11", right, at the time. And so I'm walking through, and I'm like, but I itch, you know. So I didn't get to do what you gentlemen have grown up on, but I do what you do now. And it's so exciting, especially since our move to Georgia just over 30 days ago. We go hiking through the forest probably 3-4 times a week now, and the streams and the waterfalls. I mean, I'll actually probably, if I can, I'm not sure if I'll be able to show it, but it'll definitely be on my YouTube channel later. The waterfalls, I mean, you could just sit there for, I don't know, a day just enjoy, just enjoy God's, God's creation. Right. So, so you got into fitness because, I mean, your parents basically influenced you about health. And then what I'm curious about and what I want other people to hear is how does it make you feel when you're out with nature? What does that feel like? Because I think a lot of people forget about that.
Well, for me, when we're here in this realm, we are nature. You know, this body is in perfect alignment geometrically with everything around us. When we start really realizing that, we realize the power of the elements and how that relates to our health and well-being. So, you know, when I'm outside, it's more just an affirmation and a remembrance of, like, I'm part of everything here. And it's beautiful, and we can work in a symbiosis with that. And how that relates to our physical movement and how we can move through this life powerfully in alignment with that, and we stay vibrant and full of vitality.
Mm-hmm. You know, something else that shows up for me, Jody, is everything is found in nature, in the universe. And when you're outside, you can find everything. And it's been one of our greatest teachers of health and wellness, including some of the education we went through in college and high school and all that in life. But for me, I think I can speak for Sean too. It's just you can find everything, the soft skills, every single part of health. When we sit and observe the waterfall, there's a lot of health components to that. And we can really think about how we can relate to that and come to a lot of conclusions and a lot of solutions based on just being in nature.
Yeah, so it was interesting. I'll share a story, and I did a short post on it on Instagram. The nature is our teacher, right? And when we understand what the trees mean and what they're saying, and when we understand what birds represent as a spirit animal, we can hone in on the messages that they're communicating to us. So my fiance and I were co-creating, you know, co-creating, is that a word? Re-co-creating our relationship. And we're in the forest releasing those things that don't serve us so that God could open up a door for those things that do. And a blue heron, as we're at the completion, a blue heron flies by. You guys know that's what blue herons represent, is co-creating and manifesting your own destiny. So it was like no coincidence. And then the second time we were in the forest, not the second time, but the next time that this happened, which was less than a week apart, we came across another couple that was co-creating. And we shared some knowledge. And as we were doing that, the second blue heron that I've ever seen flies by. So, yes, the universe is our teacher. And there's Lindsay, a blue heron. Ha ha, I love it. Hey, Lindsay Shifley, how are you, Dolly? And so, by the way, you've got our tribe supporting you this morning. We've got Lindsay on here and Jennifer, who's cooking right now in the kitchen. I suggest that you go over there and get her vanilla and chocolate cupcakes. and then I would encourage you to ask her to ship them out to Smyrna, Georgia. hint, Jennifer, just saying. Anyway, so let's talk about what you guys do, movement versus skills. What's the difference between movement and skills? Help me understand. Because actually I don't know.
Thanks, Jody. So movement is what we teach. We teach people how to work with the body, how nature intended it to. Mm-hmm. So that's movement. And skills are things that we do every day. So walking, biking, any type of sport that you play. Exercise is also a skill too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this has been an important distinction because Sean and I realized really early on is that we don't teach exercise, we teach movement.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would coin it as functional, and we just like to call it movement. And movement really helps us prepare for our skills.
I get that. I get that completely. To expand upon that, you know, I was disabled for 3.5 years and literally couldn't move. Like my body was on a couch, especially after eating. It would shut down for about anywhere between 12 to 20 minutes at a time. It was called periodic paralysis, was what the allopathic community called it. So when I started to unravel and go to Whole Foods, right, you know, change my diet, get off medications, my movement was to walk down 3 flights of stairs because I was on the top floor to get my mail. That was my movement. It wasn't necessarily a skill set. I wasn't riding a bike, right? I wasn't playing tennis. And so I focused on just moving, staying in action, KMF, keep moving forward. So I think it's a really good distinction for those people who maybe are bedridden. What are some things that they can do? I mean, for me, I just made sure I was walking up and down the stairs at least once a day to get my mail until I could walk. Yesterday I think I walked like 10 miles or 2 days ago, 10 miles. But, you know, I started off with 3 flights of stairs. What do you share with people in that situation?
So what really comes to me as you ask that is the crash course is first things first is breath work. Really becoming well-versed in different breathing techniques. And this really expands the vibrancy of the system. And as a result, we feel more focused, more present, more energized. And on so many different reasons on the cellular level, as we alchemize our cells, right? The breathing process is of the utmost importance. So that's the first number one movement. Is even if we are bedridden, we can always focus on our breath.
To build off of Sean's point too, it's I live by this saying, if we're young, we need to move. If we're older, we need to move more. And when we're in pain or any type of disease state, we need to move the most.
Okay.
And it's kind of interesting because the body doesn't want to move. It kind of wants to stay. And to go into your question, if you're bedridden, rolling, like to build off the movement work with breath, really being able to roll around, do a lot of groundwork in bed, being able to get up and off the ground, and also the bed. These are two components that I would recommend to anybody, even if you're not in pain. There's a lot of power to groundwork. A lot of the times when we're young, we're all over the ground, and when we're old, the only time on the ground is when we fall. So there's a lot of power to that. Something else comes to me, too. Sean and I believe in sequences. When we listen for what matters with people, we can really create a sequence that works for them with health. So the sequence that comes to mind, like if you're bedridden or even if you're in a disease, you're going through any problem, really being intentional and creating a possibility. What this does is as we breathe into it, we can really visualize and feel that possibility. And when we move, we're really being intentional and we're being focused with our movement. A really powerful sequence for us to teach for ourselves, for people to really take on with life and their health.
So Jennifer is asking a question. What do you guys? She says, I want to hear the stories of how these amazing gentlemen help us move. More of that, please.
Can you be more specific, Jen? Is there a more specific part to that, or? Are you just talking about, like, right now, like, in the Be Conscious community, group classes?
Well, we go to the Be Conscious community.
You want to take this one, Sean?
Well, so the Be Conscious community started sometime right around summer, and it was all about co-creation, community and integrity, and really having fun and creating an atmosphere and an energy field of education so that we can really re-remember that, you know, health and wellness is our obligation and we can do it together with community. So it's been an amazing project that, you know, some of us on the line are working on as well too. So it's so nice to have all of you. And it's been an amazing project. That's been the most recent one that we've been working on.
So she has a question. She says, how can I move to shape my reality? That's what Jennifer's asking.
Well, I'm thinking, sure. Thanks for the question, John. That sequence we were talking about is creating a possibility, being intentional, breathing into it, and then moving. And again, creating a possibility, we create possibilities based in principles and values, things like integrity, love, curiosity, creativity. And as we start to be in that state of possibility, we can start to visualize it, then we start to feel it, and then we move into it. So the expressions are endless. And what I like about this process, too, is it allows people to have their experience. Sean and I, we're all for helping people, and we're helping people to help themselves, to have their own experience. Because you can't take us home all the time. You know, you can't take us physically home for us to teach you all the time. So we realize that model, I'll just say it, the allopathic model, more the dependency model, there are certain moments where lean on us, and that's okay. And it's all in the process to help people be self-empowered. They can take it on for themselves in a way that makes sense for themselves.
You know, you just hit on something, Alex, that gave me an aha moment. So there's a book that we read probably, we're supposed to read it every night, but it's a codependent book, right? And it's by I forget who it is. But basically, it's dated, and you go to that date, and you read the thought about relationships, codependency, and things like that. And we have a lot of people in this world that are codependent on alcohol, sugar, people, things, behavior. And it just occurred to me when you said the allopathic model is a model of dependency, meaning my interpretation is that the whole world has not the whole world, is us, right? Other people who are like-minded like us, have a mindset that in order to have health, they can't have it from within. They have to be dependent on someone else, codependency. Versus the fact acknowledging and knowing and owning that our bodies are master healing machines if we give it what it needs. So
yeah.
Thank you for bringing that into the fold. That's like eye-opening. Wow.
Well, it also reminds me, too, that everything is within. And again, to go back to the creating possibility, it helps us look within and dive within. So then we can be an outward expression of that intrinsic focus.
So if we're an expression of the intrinsic focus, then we are bringing forth who we be.
Yeah. And what I want to remind everyone, too, is like I'm not against allopathic medicine. I'm not really against anything. I feel like there's a time and a place for everyone.
Oh, there's an absolute need for allopathic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm integrative. I mean, it's a great leg. I'm sorry. There's an oil for that for a lot of the pain, but you still need to have it set by a doctor who's an MD in Western world. Okay, sorry. That's just how that works. If you have a heart attack or whatever, you're going to need – no, we don't want you to get there, right? But the point is, I think that our group focuses on the preventive, right? shifting the mindset, being in action about acquiring those things that you want to acquire. And I'm not talking about the materialistic things, but the mindset, the movement, the ability to function at your full potential, right? So,
yeah.
And then I have Zelda here. She says, grand rising, beautiful people, as a seasoned citizen, I move as much as possible. Met an 88-year-old woman at gym who said a body in motion stays on motion. Love it. So Zelda is our Monday morning talk show host. And then we've got Jennifer here, Jennifer Lauren. Visualize it, feel it, move into it, love it. So talk to me. How would you teach someone to visualize? What are they like? Give us an example about what this looks like.
So before we do that, I'd like to go back to the allopathic model just for a moment. I wanted to bring up just
a point.
So you touched on a few good points, and there's time and place for everything, and that's about meeting ourselves where we're at. So, you know, once in a while, is surgery possible? Sure. And you touched on something really integral, is that I feel like these crisis interventions are a very small percentage of what we actually need. And if we do live a healthy lifestyle, we can really mitigate and manage most of that, if not all of that. So in a very crisis situation, which I find to be like 0.01 percentages of health situations, you know, then they need that. But we can really mitigate that, because what the allopathic model doesn't address is lifestyle. They just address acute trauma, acute management, which is necessary sometimes. And that's not really what most of health is for us. And Sean and I realized early on when we started seeing people coming in with all these chronic degenerative diseases, heart disease, metabolic disease, you know, like diabetes, pulmonary disease, you know, chronic pneumonia, all these things, chronic aches and pains, we realized that helping them intervene with lifestyle management and a lot of movement, breathing, focus, you know, fun, getting outside, nourishment, drinking good water, having purpose, cultivating strong, meaningful relationships, belief in something bigger than themselves, people started healing. And these are people, like, they came to us like a last resort, like, I don't know what else to do. I've been in pain for 30 years. I need help. I don't know what to do. And it's because they were looking at the wrong models for their context. So that's how we really got involved with that. It almost kind of unraveled in front of us. And then for me, I have a lot of gratitude because of how we were brought up and some of the foundations and principles that we were taught as kids.
Well, yeah. So, and talk about that if you don't mind. How you
principles
were brought up. Yeah, the principles and foundations that your adoptive parents, you know, which, by the way, such a gift. Right. I never wanted to have kids because I saw the movie and how they were born. That just cut it out right there for me. It wasn't the raising of children. It wasn't with the loving of children. It was the fact that they had to be birthed through the vaginal canal. That just said, no, not happening. So I always wanted to
not
adopt.
This lifetime.
No, not in this lifetime. I know I've done it in other lifetimes, but it's not happening. It's like, saw the movie, the memory got rekindled, and I'm like, yeah, no. So, you know, I adopted kids, right? So I had about 22 different children that I would teach every single year for the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, and they're all 12-year-olds. So every year I got 22 new children, and that was how I had my children. So, Yeah. I mean, yeah, I didn't want to do that to my body. So you're the living heebie-jeebies out of me. So, and then here's Andrew. He says, teaching people how to continue with self-care, smart. Way to go, guys. And then Lindsay saying, can each of you share a healing experience that changed you as a healer?
Would you want us to go into the first question, or do you want us to go into this question?
They're all coming at me like they're popping up on the screen. Why don't you go with the first question, and then we'll go to commercial, okay?
Okay, what was the first question again? I got so excited about what
I know, about. Me too. Don't do it to me! So why don't we actually, we're going to go to commercial. We'll figure out what that first question was. So, figure this out. Hold on. So, here we go.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Okay, we are back. So, and Sean, if you want to scooch over a little bit. Now we can see. You're awesome. You're awesome. So let's go back to some of these comments. She says, Lindsay says, Jody, you crack me up. Zelda says, with the vision of birth from Vajayjay, Jody, LOL. J Mascot, thank you for watching the show. You are new to the show. Says, birthing is one of the most powerful experiences a woman can go through, not to mention the father's partner experience. I know that to be true, just not for this lifetime. Mm-hmm. I honor that. Zelda, so excited to hear your guests forgot to say how beautiful you are today, Jody. What's the secret? Not your mama's hot cocoa? Zelda, I love you, girlfriend. Thank you. And yeah, not your mama's hot cocoa. You know, I will, I'll run that little video maybe if I can later, but not your mama's hot cocoa is a nutrient dense hot cocoa made with your choice of sweeteners. Monk fruit is one of my favorites because it's zero glycemic index. And it's got six different, sometimes seven different mushrooms, dandelion, echinacea, burdock root, all put in with the cocoa and the nut milk. So it's amazing. And the cool thing is you get to modify it to suit your needs. So now we're back to Jay Mascot. Thank you for being here. She says, when properly supported and loved, birth can be altering the best ways our bodies were made for it. Yes, just not mine. So since I was over-medicated, Jay Mascot, and on 19 medications at the time, it would not have come out nicely. So so now getting back to Lindsay's question, let's just go with that. So can you share a healing experience that changed you as a healer? And Sean, I'm going to start with you first this time.
I'd like to make just a quick request before we start.
Yeah.
I'm just going to invite everybody, if you're sitting, I invite you to put your hand on your belly and your hand on your heart. We're going to take just three deep breaths together.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a big deep breath in. Hold it at the top just for a moment. And exhale slow. Inhale deep. And exhale slow. One more Rockstars, deep breath in. And exhale slow. Thank you.
Yeah, so actually, and that was the question we were talking about, was about the power of the breath. You can't hear me?
We can't hear you, Jody.
Interesting. You can't hear me at all.
Can't hear you still.
Do you want to check your volume?
Your video is perfect, but your just sound is off.
So let me ask, can the audience here, can I get a comment? From Andrew says he can hear us. So perhaps there's a volume issue.
I'm here.
Okay, so we just need,
Yeah, that sounds kind of goofy. I wasn't sure what you were saying, Jody.
Okay, so they can hear us. If you want to check your audio.
What is it, sir? Check your audio. Audio's on. Yeah, everything's
volume.
The same. Keep
check
talking. Okay. Well, if all you can hear me, that's fine. We can just keep going and the sound comes through. Healing experience. So when I was in high school, I was really unhappy and depressed, and what that led to was an eating disorder that really I worked with to make myself extremely overweight. And it felt like it worked for a little bit of time, and I really soon realized that it wasn't really working for my health very well, and I had to figure this out. And, you know, along the way, what I discovered was a lot of deep-seated emotional and mental imprints that I had taken on. led me to believe that I was to feel this way, that I deserved this. And it was an amazing experience because by the time I lost about 80 pounds, I realized that I can do anything, that we all can do anything. If we just put our heart and mind to it, like Jen had asked before, how do you visualize it? Well, it starts for me with a feeling, and the story unfolds in my mind's eye, and I saw a different story for myself, which was I can take care of myself. My health and well-being is my choice, and it's also my obligation to honor this temple that I've chosen to be in.
That's right.
So it took a couple of years, and I lost all the weight I needed to, and I really learned a lot about the intricacies of who I am and what I'm really doing here. And so that was a very eye-opening experience. Talk about a dark night of the soul. It was amazing, and I'm really grateful for it. And that's what the energy that I like to bring to my work is, that gratitude and that love. So people have a space or an energy field to work with their own intelligence and their ability to heal.
I love it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that was perfect.
And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Jen said, you know, those two are so powerful that the audio went, Andrew and I blow out electricity all the time. Just going to say, you know, usually it's the GPS when we're driving. We blow it out. Which is kind of a sign like God got your back. You already know where you're going. You really don't need the GPS. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we talked about being, you know, suffering with depression, and then you lost how many pounds?
About 80, 85 pounds.
Yeah. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, you try picking that weight up in a dumbbell. It's a lot of weight to carry around.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that weight can be driven by our stress levels?
You know, in my perspective awareness, most of the extra weight that we do have on is partially from that, and mental imprints and emotional imprints. And then as a result, they diffuse into lifestyles. And maybe we eat too much or we hold on to energy. A lot of the times it's just energy that the body's holding on to. Not because it's wrong or bad, but there could be another layer of miracles on the cake that you're creating for your life. That's how I see it.
I agree. It's interesting. You know, I lost like 92 pounds, right? And the first thing I did was convert from processed foods to whole foods, not even organic, until I learned, like probably 30 days later, why I needed to go organic because of the pesticides and chemicals that were in the conventional foods.
Mm.
And because I was no longer going to work, right, because I'm on disability. I had a boss who was very aggressive. My stress levels came down, and I could just be. And then I identified all the different food sensitivities that I had, and so the weight just literally fell off. I mean, I had to pin my underwear up. I didn't have underwear. My underwear wouldn't hold up, just say. So when I went back to work, I gained weight. So I think there's what I'd love for you guys to talk about, if it suits you, is what's this connection between stress, depression, weight, movement, because movement is the antidepressant, in my opinion, you know. Like, you're feeling depressed, get your body out of bed, right?
Totally.
So we have a few comments here. We drive guided by spirit. Yeah, thank you, Andrew Calhoun. And then Lindsay says, a layer of miracles in the cake that you are creating in life. Now, that is a super powerful mind-body assertion. I love that. You know, Lindsay, thank you for capturing that and putting this on the screen. These two young men, and how old are you, like 30-something?
34.
34. Specific generation of light workers.
Mm-hmm.
Two young men say things that are so profoundly different from the current reality that most of us live in, that it's overwhelming, like overwhelming of goodness. And so I'm so grateful that you, Lindsay, and Jennifer are here supporting all of us in capturing this information, because these two young men, 34 years old, going on, 105? Because they're wise.
Well, I'd like to acknowledge that in our experiences, we've been able to learn from people who have been here longer than us. And it's really a blessing, and there's so much gratitude around when we can listen to the elders and we can listen to people who are older than us and not listen to respond, rather listen to understand. We can really help it shape our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Sean and I always say, like, when we're doing the work, we're not thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about the next seven generations and our niece and nephew's kids and their kids and everyone in our lives who has kids and their kids. When we're doing the work, and I'm just grateful that we've incarnated this way, and I'm really blessed for that.
I'm putting in the thread, listen to understand versus listening to respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that most people listen to respond, don't you think?
The already always listening voice?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Already listening. Yeah, you've got a bunch of landmark graduates surrounding you.
Go into Sean's point about the emotions, too, like the mental body is so agile and so quick. And when we're present, we can really observe it. We can really see some of the patterns that we're running, whether emotional or mental or otherwise. And when you're ready, I'd like to dive into what you're talking about with stress. I'd like to dive into that if you're ready for that.
Yeah, I'm almost ready. I want to just mention one other thing about these imprints. And I did hashtag releases imprints. You know, how do I say this? People don't understand. I think most people don't understand the power of cellular memory in our tissues, because the issues are in our tissues, right? And Sean, you are, I don't know, Alex, if you've used our bod yet, but you have. Okay, yeah, it's amazing, right? The bod helps people release the issues that are in the tissue because it's dealing with the cellular memory. And we recently decided to hook it up to these little speaker guys versus the headset that it comes with, right? And I'm just going to let people hear it. Hopefully, if I can get this right. I think I can. There we go. And that is, you know, sound frequency. And the sound frequency is based in drumming, based in shamanic drumming, which puts the brain in a theta state, which allows the body to do, the brain to do a reset on the neural network of the brain, which allows you to release these imprints that you came with in this lifetime, but could be from previous lifetimes, be from grandpa or great-grandma. And so I think I'm really grateful that you brought it up about these imprints, because I think for us to rise up, there's an opportunity for us to release. So, and now I think it's a perfect segue for you to talk about the stress, because that's what thought also helps. So go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to shout out to those headphones. They remind me of listening to CDs and cassette tapes back in the day, so I love it.
Yeah, right? I mean, and everyone's like, oh, well, can't I just use the Bluetooth? And I'm like, yeah, that kind of blows the purpose. You want to tell why we don't want to use Bluetooth in our brain? Go ahead. One of you.
Well, yeah. The earbuds, or whatever you want to call them, produce a lot of electromagnetic frequency that really disharmonizes the cellular structure. So you have it right on your head, and, well, it's a microwave kind of on your head. So you're going to send that sound vibration, and it's going to cancel it out.
Yeah. And so...
Or sort of.
Totally. And the thing is, yes to all of that, and... It actually clumps the red blood cells. So do you really want the red blood cells or any of the blood cells for that matter, blood cells to be clumping by your brain?
No clumpy.
Just saying. And then
thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. So, and Zell says, what's your quick and easy way to divert your stressors in life using your body only? Okay, so we can either answer that question or we can go with where you were going to go, Alex.
I'll go where I'm going to go. And, you know, the easy answer, Zelda, is creating a possibility, focusing on what matters, breathing into it, and then moving on. That's why movement is so powerful. And that's why I exercise or move throughout the whole day, because it helps us move the mind, body, spirit, the emotional body, the metaphysical body.
Yeah, she is a stress relief coach for our Monday morning show. So you guys want to hop on her show too on Monday sometime. Yeah. Zelda, these guys are great. So, okay, so go ahead, Alex. You were going to connect stress with weight, and I'll let you guys kind of go with that for a little bit, and we have a commercial in 8 minutes.
Okay. Thanks for that reminder.
Sure.
You know, stress, in my experience, it's the number one cause of disease, just to put it really simply. And on top of that, it's not necessarily the stress itself. It's our perceptions of the stress.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I realized really early on is, like, you see people with similar things, and some people are just totally owning it, and, like, they're fine. Then other people are not owning it, and they're not fine, so to speak. So I noticed, too, is, like, stress being that way. Because I can't name one person who's living their life who doesn't undergo perceived stress. So how can we manage it each day a little bit as opposed to, you know, pushing it off, and then it kind of – it billows up, and then it seems like too much to bear. This is why we live a healthy lifestyle. And so for weight, what I've noticed too is part of what we eat is a contributing factor. If we're eating processed foods, we're not eating kitchen, definitely can contribute to the weight. But what I noticed is that with stress, and we're stressed out of quite a bit of weight, so I think that way, a lot of it is emotional, too, and Sean was holding on to emotional patterns and mental patterns and getting stuck in things. I, for example, like, I can eat the whole kitchen sink, and I've done this before. And is it something I do every day? No. And when I do it, I don't gain a pound. So it made me think deeper. It's not just about what we eat. It's about our mind space and our emotional space.
I agree with you. People ask me if I dieted when I lost the, like, whatever, 92 pounds. I'm like, I didn't even move, to be honest with you, because I couldn't. Most movement I could do at that time was from my bed to the kitchen to the couch. Neither one of the hands worked. It was okay, yeah, it was an interesting situation. But when I ate, I had a food plan that included foods that didn't cause inflammation for me, because I had food sensitivities. And not everybody has that, right? So, and that was unique to me. But the point is, I was hungry, and I ate a lot of food, and it was mostly meat, because I was allergic to mostly vegetables. Now, I don't have any food sensitivities at all anymore. I reversed all of them using the BOD and the Healy. And together, which I'll teach you guys sometime. And since you guys have both. the thing is that people are saying, well, you know, you have to do it this way, diet that way. I say, no, right? Do what your body's telling you to do. Listen to your body. So now I do 90% vegetables and 10% meat because I'm no longer allergic, because that's what suits me now. And actually, even though I think that your body needs to be the food processor, don't eat processed food. I do a lot of juicing because my body doesn't want to, I feel like now my body doesn't want such heavy stuff, doesn't want heavy meat, you know, and it doesn't mean that's wrong for you, right? It's finding what's right for ourselves.
You know, it brings me to the next point, and we've touched on this, like energy. We live in an electrical world, and regulation of the nervous system is key. And when we're in that more parasympathetic state, our body is able to heal, and it does tap into that innate ability to heal. So I wanted to touch on that. And, you know, to put it frankly, our society is not built like that. We're taught to go, 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 keep doing this, keep doing to the next task, go, 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 sit in front of blue light. We're sitting and hunched in front of ourselves. We can't even breathe deeply to the belly. So it's no wonder why, you know, we're in fight or flight a lot. So, and when we become conscious to it, it's really simple to work with. And that's one of the systems that Sean and I like to work with first, is just regulating the nervous system and putting it in harmony with, you know, the Schumann's resonance and with ourselves.
How do you help people do that? Can you demonstrate?
Well, we did a little bit earlier. We did breathing.
Right.
I mean, yeah, breathing.
But you do more than that. The listening audience would love to hear. What is it like? What, like, if someone wanted to come see you, right? Because they're struggling with whatever health concern they have. What is another takeaway that they might have from you that they could learn without giving away the whole show? You know, the whole, we want them to walk in your door.
Well, something that's really powerful that I like to share with people is just vocal toning. To wake up all the chakras and get them spinning quicker. That's a really amazing and simple takeaway for anybody.
Okay.
And learning how to go low to high and in different pitches. That's another very simple way to really expand all the aspects of who you are in this body. Because everything is vibration.
I think, you know, Dr. Frank Lawless was on the show and he talked about humming. And I think it's probably similar. You can actually heal your body with humming. Go ahead and...
Totally.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to be your client, all right?
It's actually funny, Jody, because that was part of how I heal, too, is learning how to whistle very well and hum.
Yeah, so did Dr. Frank.
Mm. All right, so then let's start at the root chakra, then. And what we'll do is we'll sit up nice and tall and take a few deep belly breaths.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll breathe in, hold it at the top so you really expand your body. And exhale nice and slow. Let's breathe in again. Really pushing the belly out, pushing out the perineum, expanding the legs, the trunk. And exhale slowly. Feel the energy going through your feet, up into your root. One more breath. Exhale slowly. So now the first root noise, we're going to do two of each. And the first one is la, L-A, lum. So we start with saying lum.
Ready? One, two, three. Take
a deep breath in between one, letting out the breath. All right, let's do our second lum. So let's breathe in. La. Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath in and empty out. Again, breathing into your belly. The second noise is va, vam. So once again, we breathe in. Va. Take a deep breath in and vam. Notice the vibration spreading through your legs, your trunk, your belly button, your sacrum. So the next noise is ram, R-A, and then So we'll take our deep breath in. Ra. Good. Take a deep breath in. Feel that earth resonance vibration. Ra. Take a deep breath in, empty out, filling up your belly. So the next noise is yum, and I'm going to go a little bit higher than the earth frequency. I'm going to go to 432 hertz because that's really what the heart frequency is. That's the pitch that I like to use with the yum. So it's Y-U-M, yum. So we breathe in. Yum. Take a deep breath in and empty out. Shake your shoulders out a little bit. Get the lungs and the shoulder blades and heart stretched out a little bit. Let's do our second yum. Breathing in.
Yum.
Take a couple of breaths. So for me, Jody, that's really the first four are like the crash course.
Mm-hmm.
Because then what it helps us do is it helps us pull the information that might be bouncing around in our head down through our legs and our feet. We open up our heart space. We feel more grounded. And the last three noises would be H-A, hum, for the throat, hum. And then for the third eye, the ajna. And then ang for the crown. But that's really the crash course for toning, and a way to really just get back to the zero point, especially when you hit that high pitch with the yum, heart space opens up, we're grounded, clears out the head, and we're present.
Yeah,
the mental body
clear out the head, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. One more thing to add, Jody. On top of these chakras and these affirmations and these tonings, something that I always encourage people to do is be barefoot as much as possible.
Amen. Thank you for saying that. It's really important to connect with the earth's frequency, and it's hard to do that when you have rubber soles or plastic soles. And yeah, that's pretty exciting. I want to talk about that a little bit more. Let me go to commercial real quick. And hi! Let me see those beautiful feet. Come on. Those are beautiful toesies. Look at that. Aha. Love it.
I know some people on the call would really appreciate being barefoot. And those of you who know me well know that I walk barefoot mostly.
Well, I'm going to... Oh, we have a comment on that. Love you, Lindsay. Ha, 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 bare feet. Got cute toes. I'm going to say. All right. Let me see if I can run a commercial here.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
Pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Okay, so somebody wants to see the toes again, Zelda, and Susan Chipanic, wiggle those toes, son. So, let me just run.
We can't
more.
Hear you again, Jody.
Okay, we'll figure that out. It'll come back. We run a different commercial.
Wiggle those toes. That's so funny.
I'm Beata.
So we can't hear you, Jody, again. Our volume's on, though. He's wiggling the toes.
To work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health.
We keep going out the sound.
Consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments. Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
All right. So can you hear me now, Alex and Sean? I'm thinking not. Okay. Can you work on audio?
Yeah, nothing's changed, nothing's shifted, and for some reason the audio's gone again.
Okay, so what we want to do...
Can everyone else hear? Maybe let's work with this. Maybe we can ask questions via audio, via text box.
Private chat. We're going to bring in the guides, right? Bring in the guides and have our technology work at our current vibration level. And I'll put that in the private chat. Ask your guide to have technology work at your current vibration level. Okay. Oh, Andrew's got a good idea. He says, call them via phone. Awesome. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So. Let's see if that works.
Hey, Jody.
All right. So what I'm going to do is mute you on, we're going to use the phone, but we're going to mute you on the on the video. So,
okay, cool.
All right.
That work?
Let me just increase the volume. Say say anything.
Testing.
There you go. There you go. Okay. And let's see if everybody else can hear. She says, we hear you all fine on Blog Talk. That's a good idea. Connect by phone. Okay, so we're good. And so Lindsay's saying, tell the stories. I don't know what stories you got. She knows your stories. Tell me stories.
What story are you talking about, Lindsay? Yeah, there's a zillion stories.
And Zelda wants to see your toes again.
I'll send you an invoice, okay, Zelda?
Ha! That's so cute. Too funny. Well, okay, so we've talked about movement and skills. We've talked about, you know, nature. Talk about lifestyle versus the weekend getaways or these, you know, weekend retreats where they teach you all this stuff. Right. And Lindsay's actually piping back in. She says, no, I don't know the story. She goes, but your healing stories that I asked about. So she wants to know more about, it looks like a healing experience has changed you as a healer. So I think what she's looking for is people without using their names, of course, people that you've helped, but that you learned because of your helping them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can dive into that. And before we do, just really quickly for the lifestyle and the weekend getaway, it's really simple. What we saw is a lot of people worked out for the weekend, you know, going bike rides and exercise on the weekend, and they wouldn't do nearly enough during the week. So what we always encourage people is to do a little bit each day. Throughout the day too. Sometimes, you know, we have this like occurrence that, oh, I need to work out for 2 hours on Saturday and Sunday, and like, because I can't get to it during the week. And I assert that it's a little bit easier to work with it 10, 15 minutes throughout the day, even 5 minutes throughout the day, so you keep moving. And I noticed that these small incremental processes and these small changes are a really big impact on our overall wellness. And one more thing to say about that, too, is, like, if we're not training all the time and we're not making it a lifestyle, sometimes when we do a two-hour workout or even a one-hour workout, sometimes too much stimulus for the body, and it actually has a reverse effect. So we wanna do that small incremental progress so that when we do have those high-threshold workouts or those high-threshold life events, we can manage and mitigate them properly and effectively.
Well, yeah, I mean, you make a really good point, Alex. So, you know, my health journey was long, and so I was always encouraged by certain family members, just get out there, just keep moving, but I couldn't move. My body couldn't function anymore. And then I would try to work out. So, you know, I was a bodybuilder prior to all this. So I was trying to do and be who I was before I became dysfunctional, right? And I kept on ending up in the doctor's office. I couldn't even flipping clean the house without ending up in the doctor's office. So that I just hired a maid. Because I'm like, it's costing more to go to the doctor than to hire somebody to clean the house until I get my body back, you know, back into shape. I had the body. It just, you know, I didn't have it functioning. So I think it's really important to honor your body where it's at. Don't overdo it, because you, like, if you're exercising once a week and you go do whatever, an hour or 4 hours, whatever, your body's like, WTF, what are you doing to me? You haven't encouraged me all week. What are you doing now? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And to come to your, a story actually came to me about healing, and I'd like to share that. So a few years ago, an older lady came to me, and she had, again, we don't use names, and she had a very serious spinal situation.
Okay.
She said that her facet joints, when they were supposed to be left, they were right, and vice versa, so that there was a lot going on in her spine, and through integrative movement sequences, within months, her spine had completely transformed. It was like a brand new spine. And I'll never forget when we actually looked at it. We hadn't looked at it in, I don't know, a couple of weeks. And we're like, let's look at your spine and see how it looks. And we couldn't believe what we were looking at. And it really made me realize how the simplest things can be the most effective, especially with the bone and matrix, bone matrix and the fascia matrix of the body. That when we start moving the joint complexes in different sequences, the information, the intelligence within the bones is activated. And they start rearranging themselves accordingly. What's also interesting is, like you were saying, the issues are in the tissues. A lot of the issues are in the fascia and the bone matrix. So when they start moving, we actually energetically and vibrationally start realigning these things and really pitching them to different tunes. And they just start working magic. So every piece of us is magical. And that story of the spinal situation really made me see 2020 of just how amazing bone matrixes and the ability to heal, and how everything else relates to it as well.
Can you help me understand bone matrix? Because I don't understand. I understand issues are in the tissues. What is bone matrix, like, by definition?
So my definition of the bone matrix is just that every bone in our body is interconnected. So I look at it as a matrix and an energy field, and these little pieces make up the whole, and with different sequences and activations and movements and lifestyles, we activate the bones. And that's where a lot of the magic happens on a very deep level. And something to add to that is that, consider this, everybody. When our body passes, all of our tissue, like, decomposes really quickly. Our bones can stick around for thousands and thousands of years. So the bones are really strong, which brings me to my next point, is that the bones move the body. We want to move with the bones. And the tissues and the muscles, the ligaments, tendons, and the fascias, they actually respond and control motion. So we want to move with our bones.
How do you move without the bones?
Well, I guess to be a little bit more specific too, is that from a physical standpoint, we're working on posture and balance. And when we strengthen the body evenly, there's not undue tension and stress in different parts of the fascia and different parts of the body. And rather, with the posture, we can then move more with our bones. So a lot of that really looks like just specific cueing, specific tensions of different bony and biomechanical physical markers to the body.
So I would think nutrition for the bones then would be highly important. Do you talk about nutrition and for the bones specifically?
So we don't talk about nutrition really specifically with people. We just make suggestions on what has helped us, and they're willing to take that on. But we don't really consult nutritionally. That's not really in our scope.
And to go back to the bone matrix a little bit, imagine that they hold so much information. So when we start moving the bones, tissues respond to Alex says. So it's really important, the distinction between local and global in terms of movement. We work on local movement. Sometimes the fact is we create epidemics in certain pockets of the body. This actually creates a lot of balance in our day-to-day life, because when we're moving in our day-to-day life with every activity, it's an integrated effort. So when we make the effort to isolate muscles, for example, and we don't integrate any other type of work into it, we're actually setting our bone matrix up for failure, because the bones aren't communicating in an intelligent way where they understand how to manage your movement and emotional perception with your momentum. So and if people are localizing areas, that's awesome, but at the end of the day, it has to be a mixture of local and global, in our opinion, because then the bodies will balance, and the bones understand how to move into different positions that we don't even think about. Like when you're walking, the amount of movement through the vertebrae, all the different bones, it's astonishing. And if they don't understand that communication very well, that's why people hurt a lot of the time. And also a lot of other issues show up. Because if our bones aren't working, then our organs aren't necessarily in vibrational alignment either. And then that starts becoming a deeper problem as well.
Well, yeah, and I would say that, and we have a comment here. Jennifer says, such insight. Thanks, guys, for all your wisdom. We are blessed to have you teaching. Absolutely. I'm a big mushroom person because mushrooms are so powerful for the human body, and they also are so powerful to the universe and connecting the whole ecosystem. But mushrooms, I believe, are packed with vitamin D, and so it's really good for bone health. So just something to think about.
You know, speaking of mushrooms, if anybody hasn't seen it, I encourage you to watch the movie Fantastic Fungi.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie, Fantastic Fungi. I'll put that in the comments.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it should be on Netflix.
And Fungi on Netflix.
Jody, let's check also if the microphone's working. So I'm going to mute the phone real quick, and let's see if it's working on the computer again.
Yeah, that's a great idea, and I'll unmute you. Okay. Go ahead. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not working. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to check. So, but, okay, so we'll...
Two things I wanted to dive into. For one, for nutritional advice, as Sean said, we only just really make recommendations. And what I really recommend to people is have a relationship with your food. Make most of your own meals. Eat whole foods. Eat in balance. I eat a lot of good vegetables. And just stay in balance with it. Eat in harmony. Listen to the body. Eat slowly and really have a relationship with your food. That's typically the advice that I like to give. As someone who's been cooking for about 12 years for himself, having a relationship with your food is so important. It just creates such an energetic expression and energetic connection with it. And also cooking for people, too. It's so much fun cooking and breaking bread, so to speak, with people. So much of the time we're on the go and we're eating fast and just being mindful. I mean, that's typically for me the advice that I like to give. But as Sean said, like, we don't really dive too much into nutrition. Again, like, we
they can come
people,
see
know.
Me. I'm a nutritionist.
Exactly.
I teach at the functional food program. You know, I'm a foodie, so I agree. Have a relationship with food. Rotate your food. Love your food. I've been eating slow since I was a child, so slow that my mom set the timer. She's like, you got to get out of the table. I'm giving you 3 minutes. That was my introduction to fast food.
And chew a lot. Chew your food thoroughly, down to a paste.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's interesting because when we eat quality food and we eat quickly and slow, it's really kind of surprising how little we actually have to eat. It's
pretty remarkable. So that's what I wanted to dive into that and go into some healing. Well into what we're talking about, and it kind of hits on all levels. One of our clients, and I'll use his name just because I don't think he'll mind, it's my dad. When we were working at Equinox, this was about, I want to say 8 years ago, it was my dad's birthday, and it was coming up to his birthday, and he was experiencing a lot of back pain, and he'd been experiencing it on and off for about 10, 15 years. And I was like, you know, I don't want to give my dad anything. And like, how can I give him a different birthday gift? So for his birthday, I invited him to come for a conversation. Not really having any expectations or any outcomes. I just wanted to give him some stuff to work on his back. And what I noticed is that with him sitting too much, and as Sean was talking about earlier, too much localized movements, not as much integrated movements, I realized the source of his back pain was just tight bound bones and posture. So just by helping him with some simple integrative movements like squatting, lunging, also some specific areas to help him really tone his belly in the way of breathing, he was able to kick his back pain in a week. I mean, it completely went away in a week. And that's the power of meeting people where they're at and understanding sequences of health. Because we literally can get out of pain immediately. And I want to remind everybody, too, the last thing I'll say is, pain is one of the last symptoms that the body expresses. You know, so there's fatigue, there's achiness, there's I can't sleep at night, there's wandering mind. There's so many other things. And these are the ways the body is like, hey, like, I don't want to get to pain. Like, come on, hey, please listen. And that's why being present and listening and breathing is so impactful on our health, because we don't have to wait for our car to break down. And we can listen to these signs and symptoms before we get to pain. Because the body gives us a lot of signs before we get into any type of pain. It does not want us to be in pain.
I agree 150%. I'm going to have guys a number to call in on Blog Talk, because we have different, so maybe we have a better connection. So, apparently that number is no longer moving. Try calling into the number on the show, and we're just going to try that, which is the 515-0595. Actually, what I'm going to do is our call number for the show. So right here. So 515-605-9325.
Okay. All right, we're calling you.
Let's try that. And then I am going to – so we'll just pause here for a moment as Okay, looks like – we might have one. Let's see. So press 1 to speak if you're ready to talk, guys. Okay. There we go. Hello.
There we are. Can you hear
Yay.
Us better, everybody?
So much better. Yay!
Boy. Yay.
So I want to acknowledge, thanks everybody for being patient and like working through these things. And like, this is kind of like a perfect example of life, how things show up. And it's really up to us to be the difference in how they show up and roll with the punches. So really appreciate y'all being patient and flexible. And yeah, excited to be here.
There's also a lot of energy on the line, so we're blowing out speakers.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. So every show, just about, I mentioned how we're having technology issues. And listeners to know that, one, it's not on their side, right? That's number one. Number two, you know, give people the power to be self-expressed in spite of whatever obstacle gets in your way. Like, it doesn't depend on the technology issue. Do anyway. Right. So
exactly.
We're at the 9:30 mark. I'm going to just run a couple of commercials. I'm doing this commercial quick, which is a new e-commerce platform that's allowing people to get paid for their everyday purchases. Thank you for the toes. So basically, we're in beta test, and the bot is actually going to be on this platform so people can buy that there. But basically, it's kind of like Alex and Sean buy a Tibetan bell, right? They love the Tibetan bell. They share their link for the Tibetan bell, and they get paid for it. They don't do membership. They don't do anything like that. So it's not membership-based. You have to open up an account. You just buy what you buy, and you get paid. So because, you know, people need to get paid for their referrals. And so that's what this company did. So I'm just going to show this commercial. Here we go.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
A female solution speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, success strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy relationships. Thursday, move around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more. Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers
and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
We are back. And I'm just going to share. I'm going to use a Tibetan bell. Love this thing. Bring clear,
raise the vibration. Thanks for sharing that.
We're at a hotel, and there's lots of different energy out there. So we just like to make sure you're keeping the energy clear in our space over here. So, all right, so we were going to be talking about, I want to ask you guys the distinction between local versus like integrated movement. Can you help me better understand?
Yeah, sure. So with the local to global approach, it's a spectrum. We like to move along a spectrum. So like an integrated movement would be like a squat. It's like a functional pattern. It integrates the entire body. More of a local approach is something like a calf raise, you know, where you're specifically focused on one part of the area of the body. And what we've noticed is that
when you're doing a squat, you're using the entire body because you're going up and down, and that's integrative because you're using all the body parts basically. Is that right?
Yeah, and like local approach is just to focus on a specific emphasis on one part of the body. And what Sean and I realize we've made this distinction is that we realize in the exercise realm, a lot of it is about, it's about the local approach, training like chest and arms and or like the legs and the core. And we know very well that the body's an integrative unit. Nothing works on its own ever, even when you're working on a local approach. And we've made this distinction because a lot of the times when people are in pain or they have a lack of balance in the body, one area is stronger than the other or just an imbalance of somewhere, using the local approach is really helpful to balance out the system, and then we use an integrative approach to bring it all back together. Three areas that we like to take a local approach to are three big complexes of the body. And this is something that we learned from the Gray Institute and applied functional science, a lot of the education we've undergone. The calf and ankle joint, the hips and pelvis, and also the thoracic complex. And when we take local approaches to these areas and give these areas TLC, a lot of the times our overall integrative movement gets better. And we've also noticed that these three areas and these joint complexes are major sources of pain and discomfort. And when we work on these areas, it helps the rest of the body. So an example I'll give you is a lot of people come in with back pain or nagging back pain or shoulder discomforts. And we realize that when we open up the hip joints and open up the calves, a lot of the times those pains go away. Another good example is too, is if the elbows hurt or even the low back as well, when we open up the thoracic spine, that really helps those areas too, which goes into one of the next questions you have is not focusing on symptoms, rather focusing on causes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, let me just ask a couple more questions. So for the rest of the world who doesn't know what a thoracic is.
Yeah, we froze for just a moment. Can you ask that question again for clarity?
For sure. For us, the world who may not know what thoracic is, what is the thoracic in the body?
So the thoracic spine is actually the majority of our spine. There's 12 vertebra. It starts from just below the neck all the way down to the lumbar.
Okay.
And so this is where our ribs are attached to, a lot of them.
Then working on the core, like core muscles, like stomach muscles, or not?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the core because that's kind of like the local approach of the thoracic spine is the core, and that's why we get to we have this amazing ability to bend and twist with our body up top in our upper half because of the core muscles and how they, you know, connect to the rib cage and down into the pelvis. And also, I mean, the true core actually starts in the neck. You know, it's a very intricate series of muscles and tissues that connect from, you know, the neck all the way down into the pelvis. But yeah, the thoracic spine is a huge contributor in our ability to bend, rotate, twist, and do all these amazing things that are just so fantastic for the body to move through and create vitality.
Nice.
One more thing I'd like to do. Let's do a little short activity, and we're gonna. I want everyone to feel their real core, quote unquote. So what I'm gonna invite everybody to do is just gently clench the jaw, gentle. Okay, unclench it. Now the second part of it is I invite everybody to hold the number one and two muscles, just gently, the pelvic floor. Just gently hold those muscles. Okay, now let them go. So. Now I'm going to invite everybody to clench their jaw gently, hold the number one and two muscles gently, and let's take a deep breath in. As you exhale, let go of those muscles gently. Let's do that two more times. Gently clench the jaw, gently hold the one and two muscles. Let's take a deep breath in, tongue on the roof of the mouth. And exhale slow, let them go. Let's do that one more time. Deep breath in and exhale slow. So as Sean was talking about, and for those of you who know Thomas Meyer's myofascial meridians, the true core from a fascial and a muscular perspective is the jaw, the masseter, goes all the way down through the sternum, the diaphragmatic muscles, the deep chest muscles, transverse abdominis, all the way down to the pelvic floor muscles. That's the true core.
Got it. Okay, so I'm going to put that in there in the chat. So the true core equals, go ahead.
So the jaw, the masseter.
The jaw.
Goes down the core, the deep diaphragmatic muscles, the transverse abdominis, the rectus abdominis, the obliques.
Okay, I don't know how to
lumbar.
Just say abdominals.
Just say abs. That's a good reference point. And all the way down to the pelvic floor. And I like to think of this too. It's like a big balloon inside of us. And it actually creates volume and shape of the body. And that's why we're such proponents of breathing too. And this is actually the first myofascial line that is created or just develops in the womb too. It's breathing, that deep front line, as Thomas Myers would call it.
And who is Thomas Myers?
He does a lot of work in myofascial work. He coined the term anatomy trains, which is an integrative and it's a different perspective on the body as opposed to just talking about muscles. He dives into the fascia, which is a thin tissue that is connected to our nervous system, by the way. It gives us proprioception, and it covers every single part of our body. And these lines, when he did all of his anatomy work, a lot of these lines start in our head, go all the way down to our feet. There's the spiral lines, the front lines on the side of the body. Then there's ones on the front and back of the body as well. And it shows how our body is an integrative unit, which was some of the education that helped.
Chinese medicine, right? Like Chinese medicine talks about the meridians, right? And that you can get to every part of your body with your ear, with your toes. Good reason why you need to be having those bare feet. Right? You can get to your shoulder from your calf. So if you're having a shoulder issue, the point for that may be in your calf muscle or on the shin next. So the body is so integrated. And they've been doing this for hundreds of thousands of years or whatever number of years. They've been doing it a long time.
Totally.
I really don't know how long they've been. I just know they've been doing it since before we were even a blip on the screen.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
and you brought up a really good point too, Jody. A lot of the time when we have pain in a spot in the body, unless there was like a crushing injury or some sort of accident in that spot, that's almost never the actual cause of why the pain is actually happening in the body. Almost never.
Right. Totally. And not only is it not the reason, and then so people are going to the spot of concern, I'm like, yeah, no. You know? And I'll just put myself on this one because the as a medical intuitive, I can, you know, tell you where the root cause of what your issue is without even having your background, right? And you have more science and anatomy than I'll ever have. That's not my gift, but but my gift is accessing source energy like you guys do, because both of you are shamans. And so I think people get it more than, you know, it's interesting, twice as fit squared. You had twice as fit squared because being twins, right?
That was part of it, yeah.
You also access source energy?
Yes and yes.
Okay, because I just got it. Just saying. Yeah. I'm putting your contact information here in the thread, how to connect with you guys. Who is a good client for you?
So for me, a good client is someone who's open-minded. It doesn't really matter where they're at, so to speak. It's just really what really determines what's a successful relationship is if we're willing to co-create the wellness plan. You know, it's not all about what I say. It's not all about what they say. It's about us coming together and creating a plan together. So someone who's just willing to be open-hearted and open-minded and be willing to transform who they thought they were, that's a typical client. But, I mean, we've worked with all sorts of people from all different ages, and that's one of the access points of how we've been so, you know, grateful to learn so much over the years through this embodiment and this expression.
Yeah, and I wanted to say this, you know, I've worked mostly with Sean and Alex. I'm so sorry we didn't get a chance to work together while I was in Illinois, but I know that won't stop us in the future. I'll speak about my experience with Sean. Sean, like me, is an intuitive. And Sean, I assume your brother's the same way. Alex, you're the same way. You're an intuitive as well. Yes? Yeah. And so I know that you guys aren't the same that way, just because God doesn't make us that way. So I'm sure there's crossover where there's like similarities, and then you guys are very unique in what you can do because, you know, this is how we're all made. And, but what I will say, is that my experience is that, you know, Sean, and then Sean, I'll have you speak about Alex since you guys grew up together, about his ability as an intuitive. But your ability as an intuitive, Sean, is, magnificent. That's the word that comes to mind. You listen in a way that allows spirit to access, give you access to his knowledge so that you can help others on their journey. And it is quite a gift that you've allowed me to see. And I thank you for that. I mean, really a gift. Will you talk about, since I didn't get a chance really while I was in Illinois to do this with Alex, share with us about Alex's gifts as an intuitive. I hope I'm not putting you on the spot.
So like you said, there's a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. You know, a lot of what you just said about Alex rings true for him, and something that I can speak for firsthand that he really helps me with is really taking the bigger picture and pulling it down into this reality so that it can be grounded and rooted with integrity and love. that's something that Alex has helped me with throughout my entire life. So I look at things big picture a lot. And I remember that here we are in this amazing virtual reality suit, and being able to ground what we need to ground into here and embody what we need to embody in a grounded and loving way. That's something that Alex has always helped me understand and learn about myself more deeply.
How do you see your brother, Alex, as an intuitive? Sorry, I just feel called to do it.
You know, Sean has such a remarkable vision. That's what I've always appreciated about him. And being grounded, like, it's interesting because, like, it interchanges so quickly. And one of the things that really shows up for me about Sean is his visionary ability. And when we started with movement, for example, in our business and all the health and lifestyle stuff, it was really Sean who trailblazed ahead and really brought in the energy component of it. So I see Sean as visionary, and he reminds me of my vision. And he also reminds me not to get too stuck in things and continue to be curious and open-minded. So he's been a great component of that for me in my life. And also bringing that balance in, being able to focus on being grounded in a specific moment and also being open to just changing the expression and being open and flowing. That's something that he's really reminded me of. And his big heart, he'll give everything off his shoulders for you. And not to expect anything in return just because he wants to love on you. And he knows who he is. So I acknowledge that in Sean, too.
Well, I want to talk to you both about something now. In a world where people are always competing, I love that you show up as a team. You know, I raised three triplets in Lake Bluff, three boys, and there's a lot of competition, and you guys don't show up that way. You show up in love, compassion, not as solo, but partner, team, and that's the lesson. That's the greatest lesson that you can give everybody. There are other people that can, and I'm not dissing your ability to teach people movement. But there are the people that can teach movement. It's much harder to teach what you're teaching by demonstrating what you demonstrate literally every day, which is team. Everybody thinks that they're supposed to do it alone, and they're not. And you guys are a magnificent team, spiritual team, physical team, emotional team. And I pray that you continue to serve the world the way that you've been serving the world so far, and continue to demonstrate the importance of community. And I know that you're both going to continue to do more amazing things. And I'm so grateful that you spent 2 hours of your time on our show. Really grateful. Thank you. You're amazing. Both of you are amazing. And you're going to have to come over for Not Your Mama's Hot Cocoa to say. Lindsay, she goes, this is my favorite part of the show so far, how these two reflect off each other. Yeah, right, Lindsay? Because they are amazing. And you may not know this, but there are other twins or triplets, and they don't team up. They compete. Do you know how unique that is? What you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Even partners in life outside who aren't brothers or sisters, right? Maybe husband, wife, or, you know, whatever, you know, intimate partners. They compete. And when you take out the competition and realize that you got the common goal, life flows easily, really easily. Thank you for demonstrating that. And I will say, we all know that's not easy. Because if it was easy, everybody else would be flipping doing it, wouldn't they?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a shame. Yeah, go ahead.
I appreciate the acknowledgement, Jody. And as Sean and I like to say, it's a reflection of you, and it's a reflection of how you show up, too. So thank you for that. And
you know, my invitation to everybody is the gratitude or whatever you're feeling from this call based on what we shared. I invite you to bring it into your own life and discover what that looks like for you and how you can be in contribution to others with that too if you're called to. I know that Sean and I, we've had a very unique life in this earth realm, and I'm really grateful for it. And for me, it's about sharing that, because what good is it to have something that's great if you can't share it with anybody? So I invite everybody to do that for themselves if they're called.
Hmm. Nice invitation. I love it. Yeah. And, you know, I have to tell you, I have a sibling who is eating organic probably 13, maybe even 14 years before I discovered it. And that sibling never shared why they were eating organic. And I just thought the person was spending a lot of money. I was asleep. I get it. You know, so share the knowledge, right? Sean, Alex,
totally.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Nothing good is worth it. You got to share what's good. We got to share our gifts that we came here to do. And it's a beautiful thing. That's where a lot of the secret sauce and the magic and transformation happen is in giving, because then you receive everything.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what this show is about. This show is about sharing the knowledge so that people can be empowered to recreate, co-create, and rise up. Right? And lift up. Right, lift 120, but not in front of a TV set. Mushrooms in the forest. You guys should check out my Instagram page. I posted, like, we found all this turkey tail the other day. Wasn't like cool, you know, turkey tail mushrooms, yeah. So,
oh, yeah. They're everywhere, by the way, too. They actually grow pretty abundantly. That's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't stop. Oh, we're ending the show. Bummer. That people can contact Sean and Alex at the number 847-624-0565. You can go to their website, twiceasfitsquared.com, or email acourtney1987@gmail.com. They also have a YouTube channel, right? So I'm, you know, excited to be with you guys, and I'm going to run our ending. Is there any last thing you want to say before this thing goes off? Or
just, we're so grateful that you gave us this opportunity to co-create this space, Jody. You're amazing. We love you so much, and just so many blessings to all the listeners. Thank you all for being here and supporting us and co-creating this amazing possibility. I'm just filled with gratitude. What an amazing way to start the day. I think I can just go to bed and call it a day.
Yeah, right. And thank you Lindsay for being here, Jennifer Lauren, Emma Latif, Zelda Robinson, Susan Shapanik, I hope I pronounced your name right. We thank you, Andrew Calhoun. And who else was there? We have Brianna Robinson. I don't know who that is. And Jay Mascot, thank you. I think I covered everybody. If I didn't, I'm grateful for you listening, you know, like Thank you. Amen, everybody. Namaste.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye. I'm going to run these banners. Let's see if I can do it right. Here we go.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.